Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to read out just in relation to working from home. Now, as you know, it's been on the news all day. The government are now going to bring in a legal right to request to remote work under new legislation. The Taoiseach, Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Leo Varadkar, will today publish Ireland's first national remote work strategy to make remote working a permanent option for life after the pandemic. Mind you, he did say yesterday on radio, I don't know whether you heard this, for all businesses who are currently closed at the moment, most likely you'll be closed till the end of March. That's what he said yesterday. Anyway, under the new plans this year, a legally admissible code of practice on the right to disconnect from work covering phones, calls, emails and switch-off time will be introduced. The government will also promote blended working, allowing people more flexibility to choose where they work. Remote work hubs will also be invested in to ensure that there are locations that suit commuters that are close to childcare facilities. All this, to some degree, is a good thing because it'll reduce the price of property, it'll reduce the price of commercial property. It means you can live in Cork and work in Dublin. It means you can live in Spain and work in Dublin. It means you can live anywhere and work in Dublin, provided your job is available for remote work. And the legislation will ensure that your employer can't do anything about it. That if you want to work from home, and as long as your job can be done from home, your employer will have to allow you to do it. Now, this suits some employers, but not others. I'm going to read out this message I got just after John announced on the news today. Hi guys, I'm a business owner and I heard your news story today about remote working being a legal option for employees in the future. I operate a direct sales and marketing company and I have a full complement of staff of over 40 people. Over the last 9 months, we have obviously struggled as most of our clients are not advertising at the moment, but we are subsidised by the state. During this time, I've noticed that about 50% of my workers are still reaching reduced expected targets under the current downturn, but the other 50% are not. My observations are that those with children are distracted constantly and looking for more flexible work time to drop kids to school, feed the kids and generally be away from their desks. Production is down by about 30% on those 50% of staff, and I can't wait to get the staff back in the office with no distractions apart from me keeping the pressure on. The idea of working from home being a legal right terrifies me, as there are good independent workers, but sadly there are bad ones as well who use the opportunity to take the piss and do very little. I hate to make this a gender issue, but I find men a lot better working from home than women, who are more distracted and less productive when out of the office. So he's making a bit of a gender issue, saying that women are worse because obviously women have more distractions, maybe in relation to, you know, being the caregivers, etc. Or maybe you might have a situation where husband is out doing construction. I know I'm stereotyping. Wife might be at home working and looking after the kids at the same time. And she's distracted, looking for a bit of flexible time. Oh, I can't do 12 to 1 because I have to go and collect the kids from school, or I have to drop the kids off here to the creche, or whatever it happens to be. Mind you, the schools are closed, or I have to make their lunch, or I have to change the baby's nappy, or I have to breastfeed the child. So in other words, what he's saying is that women generally have more distractions and it won't work well. Let me know what you think. Do you believe an employer should be obliged, after COVID finishes, which will hopefully be before the end of this year, do you believe that employers should be obliged to let people continue to work from home? Recent research in the UK shows that many people working for the state, the government in the UK, over 90% of people said they would like to continue working from home. Same would probably go for the Department of Social Welfare, the Revenue and everybody else here in Ireland. All the insurance companies, everybody else. I mean, look, a vast majority of the population currently are working from home. Do you believe they should be allowed legally to continue to do that? It means that employers will have very little rights. But let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Maybe you are working from home, or maybe you're an employer and you have people working from home. Is productivity still the same? Or as an employee working at home, would you like to stay there, or would you prefer to be back in the office? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Peter, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Peter?
How you doing now? How's things?
Peter, I mean, is this a good idea, making this a kind of legal obligation by employers to give people the opportunity to work from home?
I'm not sure. It probably would be. I mean, from my point of view, I'm looking forward to come back to the office. But some of my colleagues prefer working from home. Like, they have kids and everything like that. So
they're saving on childcare costs and commute costs and everything else, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, but do you think people, I mean, listen to that message that employer sent in. He said 50% of his staff are fine, they're reaching their targets, although they are reduced targets because he's obviously the advertising industry. But 50%, he reckons, are dossing, essentially, are not doing the amount of work they should be doing.
Yeah.
And he would think this is a nightmare if he was forced to allow them to continue to do that.
Oh, yeah, I can get that. I mean, with the job I'm in, my work is sort of easily able to monitor it because I'm involved in a project which basically I have to update it every day. Mm-hmm. So I have to make sure, I really do make sure I reach my targets on it.
Okay. And is there people, you don't have to name anybody, but if there are people that you believe that you're working with online, I'm sure you're doing Zoom calls and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how your work works.
Whatever. Well, I don't deal with customers, no.
So okay. But are there people DOSing, do you think?
I doubt it. I doubt it. If there was, I think we'd know about it.
Do you think it'd be found out very quickly?
Yeah,
because a lot of the software used by companies now, kind of, they can tell while you're online and when you're working and when you're not actually working.
Yeah, no, I think there was a couple of times when I had some connection issues.
Okay.
From where I am. And so I was a little bit late logging on. So, and my manager had a word with me. He sent me a message about it. So they were able to tell I was logging on. Yeah. So I got all that sorted, but. They're able to tell in my place.
Well, the government has said in relation to those connection issues, and particularly in rural Ireland and parts of rural Ireland where you would have low internet speeds and stuff like that, what they're going to do is create hubs. So in other words, like large buildings where people can go in and I'll be working for Classic Hits, somebody else will be working for Salesforce, somebody else might be working for 123.ie, all in the same building, so to speak, at a desk. You know, to save us travelling to those companies.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if that would work. Like my office is only 10 minutes down the road for me, so it's relatively.
Well, that's fine. It suits you, yeah.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, not everybody's in that position, Peter. And I think it would make office space a lot cheaper, and certainly property a lot cheaper, if you could live anywhere in the country and work somewhere else. Let me go to Donal as well. Thank you for that, Peter. Donal, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Donal?
How you doing, Niall?
Good. Yeah. I mean, this employer clearly isn't happy with the idea of being legally forced to allow people to work from home. Do you think it's a good idea?
I think this employer is dead right, absolutely dead right. Because I think what's going on in this pandemic is there's thousands and thousands of people taking the proverbial air, like.
Yeah.
There really is, like. Because I don't believe you want savage discipline, Niall, to work from home and be as productive.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. So I think it's very simple. If an employer hires you, you have your contract from that employer, you know what you have to give him, he knows what he has to give you. And stick to that.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, you hit the nail on the head with all these close contacts, staying away from the health service and everything else. That. We'll just have nobody at work. We'll just have nobody.
Maybe that's the plan.
It is. Like, and I know it from my own profession, Niall. Like, I'm a bus driver. And I can tell you, my employer is finding it very difficult to get bus drivers to come back to work because they're better off in the COVID payment.
Yeah, they're getting £300, so they're, well, when I say they're better off, a lot of people, when they take into consideration they don't have to pay childcare costs, travel to work, lunch.
Exactly, to do the maths, and they're just getting more money to sit at home doing nothing. And it's as simple as that.
Until the government cancelled the PUP payment, and at some point in this year, they're going to have to do that, because we can't keep paying it, because we'd be skinned.
No.
And people are just not, a lot of people are not going to get back to work. I remember during the 2 weeks that we opened there before Christmas, the famous week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it was, that we are all accused of going around, you know, kissing each other and licking walls. I mean, I know that restaurants and bars found it very difficult to get staff or to get their staff to come back to work because they're only going to get part-time work and they're better off getting the £300.
I'm telling you, I don't think this thing is going to be, I can't see any change in this country whatsoever until at least. Well, the pubs won't open until the 18th of March because they won't.
Well, that's for sure. By the way, Leo Ragg has clarified, any business currently closed at the moment, which is nearly all businesses, currently closed, will not be open until the end of March.
Yeah, and I think people are going to die when they're asked to come back to work. When you take away this 350 and everything, they're just going to...
You're right. I am worried about the fact that a lot of people, not obviously the people in the hospitality industry particularly, who have been out of work quite a lot during this pandemic, right? Retail have been back and forward, but a lot of them are going to find it difficult to actually get back into a work ethic again, because they've been sitting at home getting paid for the last year.
It is, and the biggest question, and is this teachers thing. Like, teachers are screaming on phone, "Oh, we can't go back to work. We can't go back to work."
Mm.
How many would be screaming if they were putting the PVU, if they were putting the PUP payment? How many?
Leo did say that a while ago about Neffet. If Neffet were on £300 a week, they wouldn't be making these decisions.
No, they wouldn't.
Okay, the idea that an employer, when everything goes back to normal, or a level of normality again, because I don't think it'll ever go back to normal the way things are going, but anyway, you know, if, like, an employer, say, for example, Classic Hits here, and say our sales team, are a lot of them working from home at the moment, and our boss turned and said, "Well, look, I'd prefer if you were all in the office, because at least then I can keep an eye on you, put a bit of pressure on you and everything else. Or the head of sales, the sales manager can put pressure on you. Do you think they should be obliged to come back to work? Because this law will suggest that they can turn around and say, well, no, I want to work from home. And isn't you can do about it.
And the law stately clears, because I just heard it there now. If you don't come back to work, it's the onus is on the employer to prove why you can't come back to work. Yeah, so he has to prove everything.
Yeah, so he's the one who has to prove, you know, it's better for you to be in work than not at work. Yeah. And it's very difficult to do that sometimes.
It's extremely difficult to do. Or else to go to the unions and go to the LRC. And even if you're not in the union, you can go there. Like, no, it's just simple. If you're asked to do a job, you do your job. If the government said the pandemic is over, we're going back to work. If it's good enough for other people to go back to work, it's good enough for everybody to go back to work.
Colin, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Colin? Oh, sorry, Colin. Forgot to turn you on there. Not in the biblical sense, obviously. Colin, I mean, But Colin, do you believe that we should have some sort of legal right to work from home?
Legal right? No. Definitely not. No, 100% not. It's just a part of people get very lazy, lax at home. And like, you've got to think of if you're at home all day working, then you have another staying at home for the rest of the evening, you're isolating yourself an awful lot. You know, like you don't think about people's mental health and that kind of.
Yeah, okay, I get you. Yeah. Right, you know? So you're not really separating work life from leisure life.
No. So like a lot of people go to work, it's getting away from the family life as well. Not saying the family life is bad, but you're just getting away from
something different.
Out of home,
yeah,
getting out with work colleagues, having a bit of a laugh, and that kind of stuff as well. Like so, like being stuck at home, and then if you're stuck at home, like you obviously have, you might have kids around you. So, like other people around you as well, you know, might be distracting you from work and stuff.
See, I suppose it all depends on where you live. If you live in a decent sized house, you could separate a room for your work.
Yeah.
But if you live in, like, if you're living in a one bedroom apartment with your girlfriend or your partner and a baby or something like that, that could be very difficult to work from home.
Oh, 100%. Like, if you're living in an apartment on your own, you know, getting up for work, say, 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, you're still going to be sitting on the laptop, maybe still inside in bed in pajamas. Not even showered, having a quick bite to eat, and you're isolating yourself completely from outside.
Yeah, no, I get you.
You could be finished work at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then you might be just so tired from actually doing nothing, you're just probably just going to have your dinner and go back to bed, and it's going to be constant routine.
Well, see, that would be from an employee's point of view, and I get what you're saying, and, you know, for a lot of people, it can cause serious depression as well, because I know you had mentioned to Aisling as well that you lost a friend, sadly, and I'm sorry to hear that. You lost a friend to suicide.
Yeah, it was during the first lockdown. It was the case of the friend of mine who's always out running. He's always socialising. He'd be out running 5 or 6 days of the week. And so, like, he'd be always out working as well, you know, like his 9 to 6 or 9 to 5 job. And what happens then is, like, the first lockdown, he couldn't really handle being stuck at home, you know, and it just got too much for him. Like, just a COVID suicide, as we could call it. Like, you know, it's just...
Okay, he became so depressed with the isolation.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
When you're isolated that much, instead of, like we said, a one-bedroom apartment, your thoughts are obviously going to go over and over and over. You're not going to be constantly thinking about work.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, there is good ways of working at home, but I think being isolated that much is just—it's not good for anyone.
And that's, as I said, the employee's point of view, and I absolutely get what you're saying. And that's a horrific story, by the way, and I'm sure it's one that's been replicated many times around the country. But in relation to an employer, if somebody wants to work at home, should the employer be legally obliged to let them do it now?
Not really, no. I wouldn't think so either, to be honest with you. You don't know if the employee is going to be working at home, like what the employee is going to be doing. Is the employee logged in, or is the employee gone out shopping, or what the employee at?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't know who they are. You don't even know if they're sitting at their desk. You know,
you could be playing Texas Hold'em on the other on the other tab, you know, and you'd be
have his PlayStation sitting behind him. Yeah, while he's supposed to be working. Yeah, absolutely. All right, listen, Colin, thanks for that. And once again, condolences on the loss of your friend, by the way. That's awful, absolutely awful. Patrick, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Patrick?
Hi, good, Niall. How's yourself?
Ah, you know yourself. Ups and downs, but sure. So you get through it, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. How's the tooth?
I'm back. Thanks for asking, Patrick. You're very concerned about me. I'm back in the dentist again on Tuesday.
Right, what's that for, a filling or a pulling?
No, I got the pulling before Christmas because I was in pain, in agony, right? But now I have to see because I've had... Well, see, when I was younger, Patrick, the way it was when you were brought to a dentist, The dentist didn't give you fillings in those days because your ma and dad couldn't afford it. So the dentist who just saw a bad tooth, he just pulled it out. So unfortunately, I'm missing quite a number of teeth, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get implants to replace them. Not all of them, obviously, but the ones that are visible, I suppose. You know, when I smile, like, you might see one missing on the left-hand side here. So I'm going to get implants. So I have to get, obviously, measured up for it. And I have to get, there's a bit, they call it shrapnel. There's a bit of an old tooth still stuck inside my gum. So I have to get that out now as well. And I have to get it measured up for an implant. Now, mind you, they're going to be expensive.
Oh, they won't be cheap.
No.
They won't be cheap at all.
I'll be paying for them for a while.
Well, I tell you, your dentist now will be clapping his hands. Well, her hands.
I hope so. I give them a free plug if they, they do me a deal.
That's
so,
it.
How are you, Patrick, by the way?
Oh, sure, I'm great. I'm great.
Are you working yourself or are you?
No,
you?
I'm retired now. I retired when I was 51.
Okay, and what were you before you retired?
I worked in Dublin Airport at the airport search unit.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I'd say at the moment people in Dublin Airport are scratching their bums because there's very little to be doing there at the moment. Hardly anybody coming
true.
In. You know,
very true.
I feel sorry for all the people working in aviation. Their industry has been decimated.
Oh yeah, sure, it's gone. Really, you know.
Yeah, yeah, billions.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Billions. Actually, probably trillions lost worldwide in aviation.
Oh yeah, easily, okay. Easily.
But your wife is working from home.
She does, and she works very, very hard. And
she's angry at the emailer that sent us the email saying that.
I'm angry.
Oh, you're angry
at it, Niall. I am. Yeah.
Okay, let me just read it again for people who don't remember what he said, okay? He said, this is the employer who said 50% of his staff are good and 50% are not so good working at home, and he can't wait to get them all back. He said, the idea of working from home being a legal right terrifies me, as there are good independent workers, but sadly there are bad ones as well, who use the opportunity to take the piss and do very little. I hate to make it a gender issue, but I find that men are a lot better working from home than women, who are more distracted and less productive out of the office. That's what he said.
Yeah, well, look, the gentleman's entitled to his opinion, of course, and I respect that. But you know yourself, Niall, you get nice people, you get lazy people, mm-hmm. you get people who wouldn't scratch their ass if you paid them.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have made it a gender issue there. No.
No.
He should not have.
Because it is a case that women have to look after the children, for example, because maybe your husband works in construction, and I know I'm stereotyping, you know, it's not their fault they have children. You know what I mean? They just have children.
Yeah, absolutely, Niall. You're absolutely right. No, the reason I felt that I needed to ring in was to try and put that point right, because he's made that a gender issue. It should not be a gender issue. Whether it's male or a female employee, if they're good at their job, they're good at their job. If they're not and they're lazy, well, it's up to him to deal with it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But I suppose him being an employer, he obviously has to do things in the best interest of his business.
Of course.
And, you know, if people, his argument will be, well, hold on for a second, if you were in the office, you wouldn't be looking after your kids. You'd have to get someone else to look after them. So why should I have to pay you? If, you know, you're doing flexi time you're saying I can't work 9 to 5, I can only work 10 to 5 because I have to bring the kids to school when they were in school, of course, or I have to drop them off at the crèche, mm-hmm. or now I have to, sorry, I can't make the Zoom meeting, lads, I have to go and make lunch for the kids, or I'm sorry, I'm breastfeeding one of the children, and he's kind of more or less saying, well, that's not my problem. You know what I mean?
No, it isn't his problem, and I accept that, but at the same time, they have a responsibility towards the kids.
Mm-hmm.
They have to look after them kids. I mean, you can't just go upstairs, put on the laptop, lock the door and say, I'll see you in 8 hours' time.
But that's what employers will argue that they're paying you to do, is to put on your laptop, close the door, have your lunch, obviously, between 12 and 1 or whatever and then you can do what you want in your house. But for the time that you're working for them, that you're not meant to be off making the kids lunch or dropping them to school or whatever it happens to be, they'll argue that's what you're being paid for.
Well, listen, that's a valid point of view, but you have to take on the point of view too that the parents are in this position, as you know, Niall, and everybody here knows, because of the COVID-19, the schools are closed. Because of COVID-19, shops are closed. It's not the parents' fault as much as it isn't the employer's
fault. Yeah, no, I agree with you at this current time, but when we get back to normality of some degree, you know, and people are going to ask to continue to work from home because it suits them, because they can reduce their childcare costs, et cetera, and everything else. You know, that'll be a different situation.
Absolutely. But then again, look, if I was a business owner and I knew I had people who weren't pulling their weight, I would pull them in and I would say it to them, you know?
Yep.
Because you're paying people who are working or genuinely doing a good job from home and are working hard. If you have somebody that isn't, pull them in and tell them.
Yeah, well, absolutely, because you are paying them. Listen, Patrick, I have to go into a break, but it's lovely talking to you. Hope you and your wife are keeping well, and I hope you and your wife keep well through the rest of this tough time. Eva, hi, how are you?
Hi, Anna, not too bad. How are you?
Your husband works from home, and so do you, and you see the benefits. But do you see from an employer's point of view, I suppose they think there's a lack of productivity.
Yeah, I mean, like, so we're both working from home at the moment, and like I work in the public sector, but my husband works in the private sector, and he's been told that this is going to be permanent now going forward, that they're going to be at home.
Okay.
Now he works like really hard, you know, from the crack of dawn, like he could be on to like late in the evening. It doesn't seem to affect him, and he's happy I work from home. Like I think like the point I was kind of making was, you know, like it's taking up a space then in your home. You know, and I think like there hasn't really been any kind of compensation from his company. Like they're obviously benefiting from.
They are going to bring in a raft of legislation next year to deal with this. Now, as it is at the moment, you can claim tax credit for working from home, and you can claim a percentage, for example, of your electricity, your gas, and everything else. So you need to talk to obviously an accountant about that. But you can claim that back, a lot of that stuff back.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, I do understand that, you know, definitely. But I do still think that it's kind of invasive, like, in your home, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I work from home as well. And I think that there's definitely benefits, but I don't really agree that it should be mandatory. Like, I definitely think that working in an office, like, suits a lot of people better. And I think it's important to have that social outlet. Like, even thinking about, you know, people leaving college and going into the workplace for the first time, like, I just think they're missing out on so much.
Yeah, of course.
Like interaction and learning. And I mean, I just know, like, for me, from when I started at work, like, I learned so much on the job. And,
you're picking up social skills as well, apart from anything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you're picking up experience from other people who've been in that job longer than you, and you're kind of standing over them, watching them. And even training is easier when you're training somebody in rather than trying to train them in on Zoom or whatever it is people are training them in.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And the other point is, as well, Aoife, I know you love your husband dearly, and I'm sure he loves you dearly as well. But if you're living in the same house, working in the same house, and being there permanently 24 hours a day, are you not knocking the heads off each other?
I know, yeah. It's amazing. We're not killing each other that much. But like, I do think it's a big strain on couples, especially if, say, one partner is on the payment, you know, like who's like very idle at home. I think that would be frustrating because...
Mm.
You know, if your spouse is like really busy and, you know, you feel like fed up. And I know like couples, like our own friends, where that is the case, and there is a lot of falling out and stuff. I think it puts a huge strain on couples.
I suppose ideally the best thing would be to have a little bit of both, wouldn't it? Going into the office a few days, maybe working 2 days from home, 3 days in the office, or vice versa. But do you think employers, this new legislation will put the onus on employers basically that you... as a worker from home, if we're in, say, the public sector, I don't know what department you work in, but that you would have a legal right to say to the state, or your husband would have a legal right, his employer would have a legal right to say to him, you know, well, we'd prefer if he didn't work at home, but he has a legal right to say, well, actually, I have the legal right, I'm working from home, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, like, I think it's a little bit unfair, to be honest. Like, I mean, I do think, like, I think there can be discretion there between the employer and the employee, and, you know, some people are really, really productive at home, and they might have a really massive commute that's, like, a nightmare. And I think, you know, on that basis, I could think it would be good. But I just don't really think it's fair to force an employer. I mean, you know, like a lot of like my friends now would have very young children, and like the dream is to work from home.
So they can do both.
Well, yeah, but I think that...
That's a bit unfair on the employer, because he's not paying you. I mean, with respect to those women or those men who are looking after kids, your employer is not paying you to look after your kids.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I do think that some companies benefit more from their employees working from home, whereas for others, like, not so much. I just think that people who want to work from home should have the freedom to maybe find companies, you know, that like want their employees to work from home, like rather than forcing all employers like a blanket kind of...
No, I get you, yeah, to allow people to do it. But stay there just for a second, because Katrina here on Classic Hits. Katrina, I'm sorry I don't have much time now, only about a minute and a half, but Katrina, you disagree with working from home.
Yeah, I do. I do. Just like the lady there, I think the employee needs to go look for an employer who would be okay with that kind of working situation. It's just, it seemed to me a no-brainer anyway. When you put the question out there, I went, well, duh. Of course not. Like, it's ridiculous. So that's what I said.
Do you think people are more productive in the office than they are at home, generally?
Oh, I don't know. It'd be really case by case. Some people really are, and the conscientious always will be, but it's something an employer can't monitor properly, and it's just grossly unfair, especially when we need all the employers that we can get to put such pressure on them.
I can see it making a huge difference to the economy in general, because it's going to reduce property prices, because it essentially means that, you know, Aoife, you could live in Spain and work in Ireland, if you know what I mean, if your employer is allowing. Because when they say work from home, you can work from anywhere once you have internet.
Yeah. But I think that can be worrying as well, because, like, what's going to stop companies from outsourcing, you know, even further? Like, for example, in my husband's company, they would outsource a lot in Poland, you know, because it's all remote. So, like, what's going to stop them then in the future? You know, they're there to make a profit. Like, what would stop them outsourcing more?
You've got the big international companies will be just employing people from anywhere, really, and they don't necessarily have to, if they have a base here in Ireland, they don't necessarily have to employ Irish people. They can employ people from everywhere. So I think it could reduce employment, particularly in smaller countries who don't have the same facilities.
And they can, like, be paid a lot less. And I just think no matter how much the government try, like, I think it'd be very, very hard to cover every loophole like that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, ladies, thank you very much indeed, and thank you, Aoife, you and your husband. Good luck to you, and Katrina.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.